Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department is in studio with us now. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Kelly. I'm great. How are you?
Good. If you're a regular listener, you know Eric joins us usually a couple of times a month, always keeps us on top of various scams that are impacting our area, fraud and things of that nature, and no shortage of that to talk about again this morning, huh?
No, we're going to tackle kind of a heavy topic.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about how scammers oftentimes will change their methods to adapt to what's going on in society. And unfortunately, we see a real move by criminals to take advantage of people's less guarded behavior online to extort them. And they do that through requesting sexually explicit images. So we call it a sextortion.
Right.
And today I just want to talk a little bit about how it affects adolescents, because that seems to be a really a growing trend and obviously can have tragic consequences. So sextortion describes a crime that involves someone threatening to expose sexual images of somebody else in exchange for money in order to blackmail them. Statistics show, I think for obvious reasons, that this crime often goes unreported just because of the sensitive nature of it. But within the last 2 years, it's suggested that these kinds of incidents have doubled in the last couple of years involving adolescents. About a quarter of the victims of sextortion incidents involve people 13 years of age and under. So just think about that target, that a quarter of those people are that young. And recently, the majority of those victims have been boys, have been adolescent boys that are targeted for this.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the thinking is that I don't know if they don't have the maturity or the ability to handle those kind of when that happens. I think a lot of times boys think that it's not a big deal to share those images and are more likely to share an image than a girl would be at that age.
Yeah, you might be right.
And that's why they're targeting them. But, you know, we've talked about how scammers oftentimes can assume demographics or personalities, pretend to be things they're not online. So a lot of these cases start on gaming platforms, on social media, where kids are all over the place playing games and interacting. And these criminals will pose as kids their age, or, you know, they might pose as a girl to a boy just to try to solicit those images. They'll try to build that relationship. A lot of times they'll ask the kid, they'll meet them on a gaming platform and then ask them to transfer to some like a messaging app or something, and that's where a lot of the criminal activity occurs there.
Okay.
They use the same tactics as criminals do when they're trying to get money from other scams: manipulation, threats, coercion, promises of free gifts, all that kind of stuff. They use that kind of social engineering to try to gain the trust of kids and get them to send those images. It used to be that when you talked about people trying to solicit images from kids, it was all about getting more images from those kids. It was more of that kind of sexualized crime. Now, 80% of those cases are estimated to just involve money. The goal is to get money, not to get more pictures, not for any kind of sexual gratification, but to get money, to scam people out of money. And we've seen a trend where even after I'll get to that in a minute, but the end result of this, though, is sometimes that kids end up committing suicide because of this, and that's really the tragic part of it. Kids don't seem to have the guarded mentality that we might have online, and they're much less inhibited about sharing stuff. And then you see when they do share these things and they do get extorted, they lack the maturity, they lack the foresight to kind of deal with those consequences. A lot of times they don't have the same support system. They don't go through the same thought process on how I can fix this. And we see a spike in adolescent kids committing suicide because of this. And just to show how despicable the criminals are, there are even cases of these criminal gangs overseas that are targeting the families of these teenage victims of suicide to continue to extort money, threatening to expose these images. So you see an organized effort by criminals, mostly overseas, using this tactic, especially towards adolescents, to get money. So we want to really focus on what parents can do, especially because these kids are so young, what parents can do to try to prevent this from happening. And the biggest thing is just talk with your kids about their online activities. Let them know that whatever mistakes that they make online, they can be fixed. It's nothing is worth their life.
Right.
It's so important for parents because technology is everywhere. You can't escape it. The schools use it. Kids communicate primarily through technology. It's a great asset, but it also can have its pitfalls. So as a parent, if you have young kids, make sure that you're talking with your kid and don't just trust what they say. It's kind of like back in the 80s, trust but verify kind of thing. You know, you don't necessarily have to go to the extent of having software on the phone or on their computer that monitors it, but every once in a while, do like a spot inspection, like take their phone and check it out, or just really have those courageous conversations. It's difficult to discuss this stuff with your kid.
It is.
But you see the consequences are could be so tragic that it is important to do that. So really be talking with your kids, discuss with your child what to do if someone tries to use a photo of them to get them to do something that they don't want to do. Criminals are very sophisticated, and they've studied the tactics that they can use to try to gain the trust of kids. A lot of times the online accounts are fake, like we said, and they use the promise of gifts or things to try to elicit kids to do these kind of things, or, hey, don't tell your parents, this is a secret between us, that kind of stuff. So your child is going to be reluctant to talk about it with you, and a lot of times these criminals will tell them, hey, if you tell anyone about this, if you report this to the police, if you talk to your friends or to your parents, this is going to happen or that's going to happen, kind of up the ante with the threat. So don't just take your child's word for it the first time. Really dive in there, making sure that your child is being honest with you and letting them know, hey, no matter what, you can come talk to me and we'll get through this together. You're not going to be in trouble. This isn't your fault, that kind of stuff.
Right. So what are some things that you suggest that parents can do specifically?
So teach your kids to be cautious when speaking with someone that they haven't met in person online. That's the big thing. A lot of kids, like I said earlier, are so trusting. They really need to understand that what people pretend to be online isn't necessarily what they are. That's one of the biggest things.
There's bad guys out there.
Lots of bad guys out there. They're everywhere. So and teach your kid that to be selective on what information they share. A lot of kids will have open profiles with their social media so that friends and other people, it's a status symbol to have a high number of quote-unquote friends. But really, those accounts should be kept private, and you should be blocking requests from people that you don't know in person, like you haven't met in person. You should not be accepting those kinds of requests. Keep your accounts private. Tell your kids people can pretend to be anything online. They can pretend to be a different gender. They can pretend to be in a different location, whatever, different age. Be really suspicious of people that you meet on one kind of an app, like a gaming app or something like that, that tries to convince you to move to a different app to communicate on. That's a lot of times what the scammers will do. They'll go on these very popular gaming websites or gaming apps to meet kids, and then they'll transition to a more private, encrypted kind of a messaging app to get them to send these images. Kids really need to understand that any content that you share online in public is online forever. You lose control over that. And that's something that kids a lot of times don't appreciate either. Their brain isn't really developed enough to appreciate the consequences of that.
They don't think long term.
They don't at all. It's all in the moment, right?
Right.
So, you know, just because you share something and not even publicly, but if you share something with, let's say, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something like that, if that breakup ends badly, or if that person is pretending to be someone that they're not and you trust them to keep it private, it probably is not going to stay private. So sharing those kinds of images, while can be seeming exciting and kind of seem, you know, like that's part of the relationship, it's very dangerous to be doing that, especially as an adolescent. So talk to your kids about the fact that once you share something with someone else, you lose control over that, and it can be used in ways that you don't want it to be used or didn't intend it to be used. And finally, be willing to ask for help. You know, it's difficult sometimes for kids, like I said, to talk to their parents. A lot of people understand that. But, you know, talking, if you're working in a school as a counselor or a teacher, you know, be available to kids and have that open dialogue with kids about the dangers of being online. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, but this is something that, you know, is really becoming more and more prevalent that we see across the country, and I'm afraid that it's just a matter of time before we have something like that here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had cases like this on a much smaller scale involving adolescents sharing images, but this trend of these criminals, organized criminal gangs, using this tactic to target kids, and then the end result being, you know, some of them end in suicide. You know, that's something that really gets law enforcement's attention, that we're trying to be really proactive in letting parents know this is a serious topic, and it could come to our community, and have those conversations with your kids.
Things we didn't have to worry about when we were growing up, right?
Thank goodness, right?
Yeah, times have changed for sure. Eric, thanks for coming in this morning as usual. We'll see you. sometime down the line in December, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have a good Thanksgiving next week.
You as well. Thank you. All right.